Chapter 4, The Footprint of God. Pilgrim 618. They looked around, trying to locate the voice. They heard it again as they stepped off the gangway. Pilgrim 618, tall grass? There it was. It was coming from a pair of Sunwardians who were standing near a carriage. It was a plush-looking carriage with golden decorations and two high padded seats. Fi raised an arm in greeting, and they headed over. When they got closer, Tallgrass could see that the two were not just near the carriage, they were attached to it. They were harnessed to it like a couple of draft animals. They were dressed in fine livery with high bobbing plumes on their heads. Fi trotted over and jumped up on the carriage, settling his haunches into the padding. "Come on, T," he said. "This is our ride." Tallgrass realized that his mouth was open, and he closed it with a snap. "But those are people," he said, pointing at the brightly dressed team. "Yes, they are," said Fi. "And this," he patted the seat next to him, "is part of the foremost servant of God's personal fleet. If he sent it for us, then he wants to see us. Come on, let's not keep him waiting." Tallgrass jumped up on the carriage and settled next to his friend. "But they're people," he said. One of the harnessed pair was looking back at them. Fi said something in Sunwardian, and he faced forward and started to pull. They both leaned into it to get going, then settled into an easy trot once rolling. When they left the dock and started up the hill, they had to lean in again, their heads and their plumes bobbing with the effort. Tallgrass was looking at Fi, and Fi said, "I know. You're wondering why there are people pulling the carriage, aren't you?" "Yes," said Tallgrass. "The truck at the landing strip had an engine, and the boat. So why use people here?" He lowered his voice. "It's kind of demeaning, isn't it?" "It could be," said Fi. "I can see how it could look that way. But it's actually one of the more prestigious occupations."
"Is it?"
Tallgrass watched the team for a while, seeing their fancy uniforms and the gaudy bobbing plumes. Then he looked at them. Their heads, while pulling downward with the strain, were not hanging down. Their ears were erect and alert. Their bodies, with the fine scales gleaming over bunching muscles, were carried proudly. "Okay," he said. "I can see that they're not downtrodden. They seem to be doing this willingly, as far as I can tell. But who would apply for this job?"
"They don't apply. It wouldn't do any good if they did." Fi pointed with his chin. "It's hereditary. Their fathers would have done this, and their grandfathers, going back many generations."
"I see," said Tallgrass. "They're guaranteed a place in society, as are their children and future generations, as long as they do their job well and don't do anything to bring their betters into disrepute."
"Their betters," said Tallgrass. "You know what I mean," said Fi. "Those above them in the hierarchy, the ones they serve."
"Okay, I've got it." Fi gave an exasperated snort. "I know what you're thinking, and you can stop. And don't ever talk about it with anyone else but me. It would just cause trouble."
"Okay," said Tallgrass, "I get it. I'm a guest here. You have your ways, and I have to respect that."
"Good," said Fi. "And anyway, they're a lot better off than they could be. There are worse jobs."
"Really? I can hardly wait."
"Here I am," thought Tallgrass, "on an alien planet." He looked around and thought it didn't look so different from his own world. Of course, Sunwardians were really Grasswindians, since they colonized Sunward from Grasswind, the next planet out from their star, thousands of years ago. That was before the Visitor, a big, mutated, deranged robotic probe from another star, came and destroyed their civilizations in its obsessive quest for resources. That drove them into a long, dark period of fear and superstition, afraid to lift their heads up in case the Visitor was still there. It wasn't until the real aliens came that they ventured into space again. Tallgrass was part of the mission that flew out to Grass.